First lady candidates can't win. They get in trouble if they speak out on issues and dismissed if they only talk about the house and the kids. Hillary Clinton was pilloried over comments on cookie baking. Cindy McCain was criticized for plagiarizing a cookie recipe. Now Michelle Obama is facing questions about her patriotism and her temperament. Essayist Diane Roberts wishes we'd get real.
Let's see. She's aggressive, she's elitist, she hates America, and she does terrorist fist jabs. Could Michelle Obama be any more terrifying? According to the TV talking heads, Michelle Obama is scarier than toxic tomatoes and $5 a gallon gas combined. Where Laura Bush is all pastels and soft focus, Michelle Obama is strong lines and high def. Where Cindy McCain is a frat boy's dream girl, a blonde beer heiress from the Golden West, Michelle Obama is a tall, clever Ivy League lawyer from the South Side of Chicago. She's Angela Davis without the fro. She's Anita Hill with a better dress sense. She's Aretha Franklin, not singing R-E-S-P-E-C-T, but carving it on the nation's trembling flesh. She's an angry black woman. Now, we're not talking reality here. We're talking national neuroses. Americans are never happier than when a public figure seems to fit a scarcely rational, mostly unarticulated, but long-harbored stereotype. Many of us have been pleased with ourselves about how well we're handling Barack Obama. Yes, his middle name is Hussein, and he's, you know, African-American, but we've decided not to be afraid of him, mostly. He's as cool as a splash of Evian. But we worry that while Michelle Obama usually looks elegant enough for a Vogue photo shoot, she's really seething with jalapeno hot rage. Well, she doesn't seem angry to me, just confident and self-assured. But if she were angry, well, could you blame her? I mean, one cable network show referred to her as Obama's baby mama. Another featured a political scientist suggesting she emphasize her roles as wife and mother. And just about everybody congratulated this Princeton and Harvard-educated woman for appearing on The View, where she revealed to a breathless nation that she doesn't wear pantyhose and loves bacon. Well, at least she's not a vegetarian.
Diane Roberts is a professor of English at Florida State University in Tallahassee. Here are a couple of questions for you. Will race play a role in the general election? How has your experience shaped your opinion about race and politics? Send us your views on race and politics. Go to npr.org/Sunday Soapbox. This is NPR News.